श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15 वर्स 16 17 18 संतुष्टस्य निरीहस्य स्वात्मारामस्य यत्सुखम् कुतस्तत्काम लोभेन धावतो रितेहया दिशा सदा संतुष्ट मनसा सर्वा शिवामया दिशा शर्करा कंटकादिभ्यो यतोपानात् पदशिवम् संतुष्टा केन वा राजन् नावर्तेतापि वारिना औपस्थजैव कार्पण्याद् गृहपाला एते जना. ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एस सी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की. वन हू इज कंटेंट एंड सैटिस्फाइड हू लिंक्स हिज एक्टिविटीज विद द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड रेसिडिंग इन एवरीवन्स हार्ट एंजॉयज transcendental happiness without endeavoring for his livelihood. Where is such happiness for a materialistic man who is impelled by lust and greed and who therefore wanders in all directions with a desire to accumulate wealth? For a person who has suitable shoes on his feet, there is no danger even when he walks on pebbles and thorns. For him, everything is auspicious. Similarly, for one who is always self-satisfied, there is no distress. Indeed, he feels happiness everywhere. My dear King, a self-satisfied person can be happy even with only drinking water. However, one who is driven by the senses, especially by the tongue and genitals, must accept the position of a household dog to satisfy his senses.
My dear King,
A self-satisfied person can be happy
even with only drinking water.
However, one who is driven by the senses,
especially by the tongue and genitals,
must accept the position
of a household dog,
to satisfy his senses.
Purport.
According to the Shastras, a Brahmin or a cultured person in Krishna consciousness will not enter anyone's service to maintain body and soul together, especially not for the satisfaction of the senses. A true Brahmin is always satisfied, even if he has nothing to eat. He can drink a little water and be satisfied. This is only a matter of practice. Unfortunately, however, no one is educated in how to be satisfied in self-realization. As explained above, a devotee is always satisfied because he feels the presence of the super soul within his heart and thinks of him 24 hours a day. That is real satisfaction. A devotee is never driven by the dictations of the tongue and genitals, thus is never victimized by the laws of material nature. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Kalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manoveshtam Sadhitam Yanubhutale स्वयं रूप कदा मय तदा के स्वापदा जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वास
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Real knowledge is that as the scriptures and saintly persons, as they tell us time and again, that this world is a place of suffering and a place of inevitable death. This is the truth about this world. That means if you are trying to make this world a nice place, if you are trying to endure to become happy in a material way, striving for happiness is not wrong. Striving for happiness is the innate nature of every living entity, not only human beings. We were reading in the Brahma Samhita today only in the morning. Yastvindra gopa madavendra mohasva karma bandhanurupa phalabhajana matanoti karmani nirdhati kintu jabakti bhajam govindamadi purusham tamam bhajami. So here, the two words like Indra and Indra Gopa. Indra Gopa is an insect. Indra, as we were reading in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita yesterday only, among the demigods, Indra is represented by Indra represents Krishna. It is a very powerful post and lot of opulence. So Indra, in one sense, is a representative of the Lord. Like many things, in many ways, they represent the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That means the Lord has infused, the Lord has injected, the Lord has multifarious potencies, unlimited potencies, and some living entity may be empowered with a certain potency of the Lord and becomes influential, he becomes powerful, he becomes famous. So, to search for happiness, an insect without any knowledge, instinct, inbuilt in the body, instinct. So we have hunger, thirst, urge for sex, they are called instinct. It is common for all life, all living entities who are born into this world, that their bodily built certain urges. They may vary a bit here and there. Somebody may be more interested to eat. Somebody may be more interested to sleep. Somebody may find more happiness in this and that. So this desire for adoration, distinction, and profit. This is called subtle sex. Gross sex, everybody, you know, on the gross bodily level, gross. But human beings, as they are little above ignorance, passion, and goodness, because they are not transcendental. So they are also driven by, not like crude people, but in a refined way, but the same business. Adoration, distinction, and profit. So subtle sex. Subtle sex means you are trying to satisfy false ego. I am special. I am unique. But there is only one unique person in this world. Asamardhva. There is only one person. Everybody else, right from Brahma to ant. We are all hankering. Ignorance, we are hankering for material happiness. In enlightenment, we are hankering for spiritual happiness. But we are dependent. Everybody is dependent. A self-realized soul, when we say is independent of material nature. It is not independent of Krishna. Is that right? An enlightened person, a self-realized person, is liberated, is free. From what? Is free from the control of Krishna. So, because all of us are conditioned in this world. An enlightened man, he is not conditioned, but dependence is there. Either you are dependent on material nature or spiritual nature. In your illness, you are dependent on material nature, not healthy. It's not healthy enjoyment. Material enjoyment is not healthy. Animals that are grossly in ignorance, it may go with them, material sense enjoyment. But if you are somewhat knowledgeable, but somewhat enlightened, then you cannot just be happy with material enjoyment. You want to aim something higher, something better. So, human life is meant for this. Here repeatedly in the three slokas, we are reading how greed plays havoc, how greed destroys a person's peace of mind, how a greedy person will agitate and disturb everybody. He will disturb the material nature, he will disturb the, you know, when out of greed people eat non-vegetarian food, non-veg, that way you are disturbing other living entities just because of your gluttonous tongue. You are not satisfied with what is allotted to you. This Upanishad says, everybody is given their quota of food. Don't try to eat grass and create problem for cows. Because you don't give me food and also not grass, what will I eat? So, people should not eat abominable foods. These abominable foods are for abominable animals. So, people who eat abominable food and still they feel that they are civilized human beings. No, we don't say civilized human, polished animals. People who eat. People who are after money. You have to be after God. You have to be after spiritual happiness. So if you are after material happiness, you are in competition. Material happiness means you agree, I want to marry her, and this day I also want to marry her, no fight. See, all things. The moment you go for material happiness, you want that job. There is only one collector in district, but there are so many people who want the collector's post, fight. Nobody is happy. Even you become a collector, people are envious of you. They will just kill you. That's why they cannot move around freely like us. People have nothing, they can just go around. Nobody cares for you. So your life is safe. But if the collector goes gunman, you have to be there. Anybody can jump and stab him to death. That means he's taking a big risk. By trying to enjoy material life, anybody who is trying to enjoy material life, you want to be prime minister, you want to be a crorepati, you want to be a scientist. Don't think scientists are not in competition. Science also. That's why they sometimes say bogus PhDs. Because you have nothing else to say, but you also, I am also in the category of scientist here, so. Submit something bogus. You don't know how many hundreds and thousands of universities are there. Who has the time to search whose PhD is all better? Whose PhD is useful? Is that right? She knows better. Do something. Just get her with some PhD. That's it. Whether it is useful or not, who has time? Everybody is trying for sense gratification. Hook or by crook. So, people can compete for spiritual happiness. If you are competing for spiritual happiness, suppose now our court singers, they have done a good job. But if you have done an offering, if it is sung as an offering, it's not for exhibiting your throat, it is not exhibiting your maybe I am better, you see. That means simply Krishna doesn't care for it. If we are singing and you want recognition from it, that means it is also a kind of material desire. You know? Because you are trying to promote your throat, you see. Material. Throat is material. And recognition is material. Nobody will practice devotion for recognition. If you are practicing devotion for recognition, is that devotion? You know, the famous story is there of, in the court of Akbar. Why don't you come close, Prabhuji? It's all right, huh? Where are you coming from? Huh? Harnadpuram. Any sir? Huh? Teacher. And that lady? You are? Good way. She is also working, huh? Huh? Working as housewife. That is not work. Housewife doing work is not work. Out of love for you, out of love for your children. When you work for money, that is job. What subject you teach? What subject you teach? Physical science. Physics, chemistry. Physical science, physics and chemistry. You know, M-Tech. Physical. Huh? 10th standard. So, anything you do for your satisfaction, outside world people are doing outright. I am doing everything for my satisfaction. But when you become a devotee and you do it for your ego satisfaction and for your recognition, immediately that is also called spiritual sense gratification. That doesn't come under service. Service means with no expectations. Service means I want to please the boss. And you want to please the boss in order to get something from him. Is that service? No, it's smartness. You do some sir. When will you give me promotion? It's all for your promotion. So, in the court of Akbar, there is a court singer, like your court singers here. You know? So, in the court of Akbar, there is Tansen. Seeing the moods of Akbar, Tansen will sing different songs, and Akbar will be very happy. So Tansen is not singing for the pleasure of God. But Tansen has put Akbar in the place of God. You probably, if the king is pleased, I will have some influence, I will have some benefits. And then one time the question came, Tansen, you are singing so wonderfully. Who has taught you music? Said my guru Haridas. He has taught me the lessons in music. Then Akbar thought, wow, if the chela is singing so nicely, guru must be a great singer. And I said, if I am not a singer, I am not going to train these people as singers. I don't know, these ragas and tunes and talas and melas. And it is not necessary. In devotional service, if you have some talent, if you are not a devotee, the talent will take you on a trip. That means you are not advancing. That means having a talent, is it an advantage or a disadvantage? Disadvantage. Having talent is a disadvantage in devotional service. So unless you are trained and groomed by a devotee how to utilize the service of God. If you are not trained, generally you feel some complex, superiority complex. But if you are trained, yeah, Krishna doesn't care for the tunes and ragas. Krishna is looking for your heart, how you are pouring out your heart. That means all day you are, if you have love for God, all day you are attentive to serve the Lord. So Akbar said, can you bring your guru? He can also sing. this Tansen kept quiet because it is the king's order. Can you bring your guru so he can sing? What? He wanted that his guru should also come and entertain Akbar. Tansen kept quiet. One time, second time, third time, he said, I am sorry, my Guru Maharaj, he doesn't sing before you. So it was a shock, because everybody likes to come and sing before the king. He said, my Guru Maharaj, he doesn't like to sing. You will not sing. You will not come here. You will not sing. So it was first time Akbar was listening that a king is not cared. He is not bothered about that you are a king and to come and impress him. Then he told, my Guru Maharaj is very busy in his service to the Lord. And he doesn't sing for anybody's satisfaction. He doesn't sing for anybody's pleasure. He doesn't look for anybody's recognition. He's not looking for anything like that. Out of love, he will only sing for his God. So, if you want to hear him sing, you go to his place. He has his natural prayers to the Lord. He sits someplace and listen. He's not going to give you any importance. So the point is, in spiritual life also, if we don't understand the spirit of our activities, why are we doing all things? We are all doing all these things to attract the attention of Jagannath. And how Jagannath will be attracted, that is already there in Bhagavad Gita. Jagannath will be attracted to someone. We are reading in the 10th chapter only. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purakam. So it is said not with talent but priti, with love. Whoever sings with love, that means talent may attract outsiders. When Anup Jalata sings, when who are the other Gajal singers? It may attract people, but they cannot attract God. Krishna says, Tesham Satata Yuktana. Anybody want to attract God? Two qualifications. Satat, always. If you are attracted to God, naturally you are attracted always. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Priti. So, priti and always. When you love, naturally these two things will be there. But in the conditioned life, our priti is to things and people of the world. That's why it is not easy to find satata and priti for God in this world. People go mokkubadi, mokkubadi ga mandiri ubadam. People go as a ritual. You go to the temple as a ritual. Prabhupada coined the word radhayatra bhaktas and janmashtami bhaktas. They will only be seen on janmashtami day. That is their devotion. Otherwise, it's like a prohibited place. Temple is a prohibited. No. Because their interests are different, their habits are different. They have no natural attraction for God. So, Janmashtami, out of Papa Bhiti, Papa Bhiti, or to impress others, I am also a devotee, you see. I am going to, the mantri will also come on Janmashtami day. But their devotion will be exposed. Now we invited Mantri Narayan. And everybody thought Mantri Narayan is also going to ISKCON temple on Janmashtami day. But you watch whether they have any devotion or there's other purpose. They come, put their back to Jagannath. Replace Jagannath. Why you stand before Jagannath? If you're actually a devotee, you feel very this thing. You know, this is the Lord, so you come to some side. Nobody has to tell you. If you're a devotee, that means you don't understand that deity is Krishna, or your ego is so fat that, no, in the public, just ignore God and stand before Jagannath. So, as soon as there is devotion, Krishna will teach you how to act appropriately, how to act properly, you know, with devotees, with public. That's why a devotee doesn't have to go and say, "Sir, I am a Krishna Bhakta." You don't say that. Your face itself is shame, wearing this dhoti kurta tilak. So you don't have to go and say again, because he's not recognizing you in your dhoti kurta tilak. So, and even if you say you are a devotee, he doesn't care, because he doesn't know the importance of the devotees. You know, people don't know the importance of a devotee. So what is the point in telling, "Sir, I am a Krishna Bhakta"? So you are a beggar, what do you want from me? So a Krishna Bhakta, you will do, you will deal with the person in such a way that person will begin to see, this man is very satisfied. This man is very happy. This man, a person who is satisfied and happy, he doesn't have to exploit anybody. See? A person who is satisfied and happy doesn't have to expect anything from anybody. Generally, we go into the world with expectations. But the devotee is the only person who will go without any expectation. When Prabhupada went to America, you know, why do people, Indians, go to America? Sir, why do Indians go to America, you know? Better job, more money, is that right? More dollars, better job, they go to America. So Prabhupada also, he went to America. And people also took him very lightly. Another man coming to collect some dollars. Prabhupada told them, I have not come to your country to make you Hindus. I have not come to your country to collect dollars and take with me. I have come to your country because you have dollars and you have all other material facilities, but you are not satisfied. I have come here to teach you how to be satisfied, how to be happy in life. That I have come to tell you. You may artificially say, "I am happy." But a happy man doesn't go around etukkodam. A happy man, he doesn't have to search for anything, he is happy. One who is not happy is going into the outside world. What else to possess? What else to enjoy? No? So here in today's sloka, what we are reading, a self-satisfied person can be happy even with only drinking water. That means he is so confident, only a devotee can be satisfied, and devotee knows that it is up to Krishna. He has no demands on his own. Whatever Krishna arranges, I should accept it. That means you cannot pretend to be a devotee. That is not possible. If you pretend to be a devotee, it will be exposed. But if you are a devotee and so many people may criticize you, accuse you, this guy is bogus, this guy is this, this guy is this. You are a genuine devotee and people may misunderstand you and they may criticize you, they may accuse you, but a devotee is not disturbed and it will be clear in the course of time. This person is a gentleman. When Prabhupada came, the government, the American public and the medical community, everybody took Prabhupada as this man is not a good person. He has brought a cult. He has brought a cult to America. And this is not good for our country, people thought. But as they watched Prabhupada and they saw that he is attracting young people, educated people, intelligent people, then people start saying, this person is attracting people. What he has, then people could see that he is a devotee of the Lord. And then the world started appreciating Prabhupada, his books, his mission, from hippies to happies. How Prabhupada brought to a very frustrated American society, he got such a fantastic gift, the Krishna consciousness. And the point is, we are all somehow, we have come to Krishna, and if you become little serious, if you become little sober, if you become sincere, then you see that there is no treasure. There is no treasure equal to Krishna consciousness. There is no treasure bigger than Krishna consciousness. And there is no treasure which can be comparable to Krishna consciousness. You cannot compare. So the joy of Krishna consciousness, how you can explain it? So somebody asks, we are very happy in Krishna consciousness. Is it like drinking Mosambi juice? Is it like whatever joyous people think? But you cannot compare it, because this is Anandambudhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadhanam Sarvatma Sapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Every pleasure of this world has a limitation. Every pleasure has a limitation. So how can you compare the pleasure of joy of Krishna consciousness? How can anybody understand what the devotees are feeling? New people come, when you look at them, all are very old people, you see. See, they're right? Very old. No, they're all very young people. No? So you wonder, at this age I have no attraction for Krishna. Why all these young, small people are sitting here and spending their life? So, can it get into their head what the devotees are getting? They will never understand, because they have no idea. Unless you try it yourself, that right? So you go and meet your friends. They think you are a nut. The Srikant, the M-Tech, what is he doing? Everybody, let's go to America, let's go for engineering services, let's do this. This guy, he was good, he was all right in engineering, but what happened? What happened? This is called Krishna consciousness. That means actually we don't need any jobs, we don't need any education, we only need to meet a Vaishnava guru in our life. Bhakti includes all your material well-being. When you are doing bhakti, automatically you get your food, automatically you get your house, automatically everything is provided. Your bhakti is a complete phenomenon. It is not that along with bhakti, you need something else, something else. With bhakti, whatever you need, Krishna will provide. That means with bhakti, if you don't get something and you want it, that means you don't want it, but you are trying for it, not good. Bhakti is complete, you just go on bhakti and whatever you need, that's what is that sloka. What is that sloka? Krishna is saying, I provide, I preserve what you have, and ananyaschante anto mam yejanam pariupasate tesham nityavyuktanam yogakshamabhamyam. A devotee, it is very clear that he will never work for others. Sudra, the water, especially when you are not married, yes, why should I? I just intensify my bhakti. Okay, it's also there. Akamava, sarvakamava, mokshakama, udharadi, tivrena bhakti yogena, rajeta purushapa, tivrena bhakti yogena. If anything you think is missing in your life, lacking in your life, actually intensify your bhakti and Krishna will make it clear whether you need it or you don't need it. Because by intensified bhakti, you become devotionally very satchal, happy. I'm trying for, you know, like Dhruva Maharaj said, leaving diamonds, I'm searching for glass pieces. Dhruva Maharaj, when he started doing bhakti seriously, in the beginning he was doing bhakti for getting kingdom. But as he intensified his bhakti, immediately what he was experiencing as a devotee, and then he said, what will I do if I get a kingdom? What will I do? It's a burden to maintain it, to accept these responsibilities. Tvaktvātur namasesha mandalapatim sreni sada tishyavar. Shadgosahastikam. This Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were big ministers. And then, like a blade of grass, they gave away their big, big positions. And they took up. What will make them happy? If you know what will make you happy, then you also understand what makes others happy. So, Bhagavad Gita is recommending devotional service. Bhagavad Gita is recommending spiritual life. Krishna is recommending. So, but the whole world is trying non-devotional things and people are ignoring spiritual life as though they know better than Krishna. They know better than, the whole world knows better than Krishna. What do you have to learn from Bhagavad Gita? You know. So, it is said, as soon as a person takes to devotional service, the first time the greed will go away, envy will go away. No envy. Whenever you see people doing better, this man is serving Krishna better than me. So he becomes happy because suppose you are serving your two brothers are serving the father, and father is suffering, and you are not able to, and your brother does it. You become happy because your father is comforted. Like that, in devotional service, there is no envy because you are trying to make Krishna happy and the other man is making Krishna happy. So, very good, very nice, well done. Sadhu, sadhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Kirandarasimha Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hari Nam Sankirtan ki. The Prasanna Sankirtan.